Be first in good works, December 3rd. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith, and have not works? Can faith save him? Enshrouded in the pillar of cloud, Christ was the leader of his people. He gave them statutes and laws, that by obedience to his requirements, they might be his denominated people. He bestowed upon them the bounties of heaven, but he expected them, in turn, to share their blessings with others who were less favored. So he deals with his chosen people today. Nothing gratifies the enemy more than to see the people of God at strife among themselves. We all need the daily, converting power of the grace of God, for many of our churches are backslidden. They do not reveal the genuine Christian life, and the spirit of the Master. 100-fold more might be done than is being done to spread the gospel message nigh and afar off. I have a message for our churches. There is to be a deeper consecration than has yet been seen, or many will be unprepared to enter the holy city. With some there is a desire to be first, to rule. It is right to desire to be first in good works, in attaining the Christian graces, but to many the words of Christ as recorded in the 7th chapter of Matthew are applicable today. Read and study this chapter carefully. These are the words of Christ, and it is for every individual to make diligent work for his own soul's salvation. We must carry on the Lord's work unitedly. Firmly and decidedly we are to proclaim the words of God. But we must guard against creating unnecessary prejudice. Let no one, in conversation or in discourse, give sharp thrusts, for by this means doors have been closed, and opportunities have been lost. If all our churches had been wide awake, we would not now see such poisonous influences as are now at work in many who ought to understand the truth being taken in the snares of Satan's sophistry. Satan is at work among God's people, even as he worked among the angels in the heavenly courts, and many are being ensnared. The judgments of God are in the land, and our testimonies are to be given under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Now, just now, is our time to work under the sanctifying influence of the Holy Spirit. We must give the message quickly, line upon line. Men will be forced to a decision, and it is our part that they are given an opportunity to understand the truth, so that they may take their stand intelligently on the right side. The Lord loveth the cheerful giver.